WTAW, also City of Bryan, and Chuck Cottrell is here this morning, City Councilman. How are you today?
Very well, Scott. How are you?
Good. We were just talking about how these little extra hours, you may need to put an hour in, an hour here and there, and be on the council meetings, but actually had a marathon earlier this week about some pretty serious stuff.
Yes, for a few weeks.
yeah. Now, you're in the budget process, and this was just one step in that budget process, but you, as a new member of council, tell me how that learning curve or that information was presented to you, because obviously folks know that the BTU situation is a little bit different. So how was that information imparted to you ahead of this meeting?
Well, coming out, you know, I can only speak to what I've done from May 12th. And as a new council member, you come in, there's lots of opinions, and lots of people will give you advice, and which is great to take. But ultimately, you've got to weed through and bring in some information that we did by bringing in inside council and outside council to help us interpret the city charter as well as the BTU covenants. When you're able to do that, you're able to get information, legal advice and information that's a lot more accurate, and it's not opinion-based, it's fact-based. From there, as a council, you discuss those things in executive sessions and come up with a plan that you know is per the charter, per the law, and not going to get the city into trouble.
Well, and folks need to understand that the BTU entity itself is unusual in that this is a city-owned utility. There aren't a lot of those in Texas. Takes a skill set in a managerial standpoint, and so it's been something that people may have, I don't know, taken for granted. I'm a BTU customer in the county, and I love my rates. There's no doubt about that. It's a very efficient system, but at the same time, it's something that that obviously the city manager was not getting enough information on. Did you, as a city council member, feel like you were getting enough information from BTU?
You know, my information from BTU is not of the level that's going to be demanded of the city manager. I don't interfere with the day-to-day operations of the city. I oversee that the city manager can carry out the mandates given to him by city council. If those things need to be done, like budget, and he's not getting the information he wants or in the form that he wants, then as a councilman, I need to make sure, per the city charter, per the law, that that happens. I will say that BTU has given information to the city manager. My understanding, more accurately, is not that they have been non-compliant. They haven't given it to him in the format that he would like, that he can use to prepare for budget. So as a council, we've voted 6-0, Ann Horton wasn't there, for BTU to be, you know, to give the information that our city manager needs in the format he needs so that he can do the job we're telling him to do.
Chuck Cottrell, a city council member of Bryan, is here. We understand 11 years ago it was a different world. We thought that there was going to be some utility shopping out there. BTU kind of wanted to get into that pool so that possibly energy could be sold in competition with the big guys. Somewhere along the line, this board of directors ended up being a barrier, if you will, because at least on two occasions in the media, Dan Wilkerson, general manager of BTU, has said he does not believe that the city manager is his boss. Is that how you understand it, or do you believe that things now have been lined out that David Watkins is, in fact, his boss?
I would never call the BTU board a barrier. It's a group of very talented business leaders who have proven themselves on their personal and professional lives in every aspect of the way. Very, very talented individuals directing that board. However, the charter and the BTU ordinance says nothing to Larry Wilkerson reporting to the board. The board advises.
You said Larry, but I know that.
Excuse me.
That's okay. You meant Dan.
Dan Wilkerson.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, sure.
Larry's little brother. No. Dan doesn't report to the board. Dan reports to the city manager. Now, the board advises Dan. The board's appointed by city council, who leans on the expertise of Dan as to who it'd be best to advise the BTU. Now, it's very easy to get confused when years and years of I guess, operations go on and there's no precedent set, and never has been set, where a chain of command has had to be pulled. I don't blame former council, but I will say for 9 years, it's really never come up who is whose boss. So it was incumbent upon us as a council, again, to look at with internal and external counsel, legal advice, to figure out who's whose boss, and as a council to enforce the city charter per our law, per what we were elected to do. That's what we did. But I wouldn't call Dan Wilkerson guilty of participating in a barrier, because I don't think the man for 9 years it's really ever been explained. And I also don't think that the board has acted as a barrier. They've acted as a board advising BTU.
The Chuck Cottrell is our guest, a member of the Bryan City Council. Is there any indication that you have that this information will not be forthcoming in a timely manner from BTU?
None at all.
What else? This is, and again, this is step whatever, of a budget process. Obviously, now we move on to other areas. But if this is a situation where there's going to be, is it safe to say that probably there'll be a higher percentage of money coming from BTU based on maybe this information? Are you in favor of having more money be put into the general fund but from BTU right now?
Honestly, as one member, one vote of seven, it's my what I still don't understand about all this is no. The city says that they can get a transfer 7% of the total revenue from BTU each year. Our bond covenants is right now are written in such a way that it's 4.5% in order to attain a better interest rate, which, when you look at the amount of capital a city needs to finance, can save the taxpayers more money. I've been wanting to scream from the rooftops for several weeks that information, because I don't feel like the media, and you know, the media hasn't heard a lot because a lot of things have been discussed in executive session, and they have got to talk about something. But I don't think it's been fairly represented to the voters or the public what's going on. BTU has been transferring what the bond covenants allows them to transfer so that we can attain a better interest rate. We're a AA rated, bond rated city now. We're able to borrow money cheaper, which I haven't done the math, but if you can imagine with the amount of money the city borrows, you could very easily save a great deal of money by borrowing at a cheaper interest rate. Now, my impression of this information is the city manager would like it so that he can prepare a budget, but he can take in 4.5% of the total BTU revenue. What we might find is that there's a potential for duplication of services to be alleviated. Perhaps some services from BTU as a department can be combined with other departments that do those things for the city. You know, BTU's got a very talented group of people over there doing a good job. They have departments that are replicated a lot of the time by the rest of the city. Perhaps this is a time that the city manager can do what he needs to do to look at his budget. He's going to receive the same amount of money he's going to receive from BTU. But maybe there's a chance there where we can have some efficiencies brought in where we're not duplicating services for a department of the city versus the rest of the city.
That sounds to me like you believe that the city manager is going to go in and be a more hands-on manager in BTU than he has been?
Gosh, I hope not, because BTU runs very well and is a lean machine without that hands-on management.
Well, but you just said there might be some duplication of services.
There may be some duplication of services, but I guess the bigger point is let's communicate more with BTU. If we can communicate more with BTU, I don't believe there is the city of Bryan and BTU. There's the city of Bryan. BTU is a division or a department of the city of Bryan. They're the electric company. Now, if there's better communication with the city manager and BTU, better communication with the council and BTU, I don't think we need hands-on management and oversight of telling them what they can and can't do duplication-wise. But I think if intelligent people sit down, intelligent things will come from that meeting. And we all might stare at that and say, you know, we could probably combine some of these things and give some efficiencies to our taxpayer. Now, if you reduce the costs of BTU by doing that, then you increase their revenue. And then 4.5% becomes 4.5% of a larger number. So you have your better interest rate for your bond rating, and you have 4.5% of a larger number. That's just good. That's good math.
Now, I'm going to try to explain this, and you tell me if I'm right. In the bond covenants, what you say is because there's a pile of money at BTU, that gives you a better bond rating. Same thing as if you go into a bank, you've got a savings account, the bank is liable to give you a lower interest rate. Would that be a parallel situation?
If your electric utility is able to operate with less money being transferred over, and I don't want to be the guy that's been 7 weeks on the job with all the answers, My understanding is that if BTU is able to operate without having to give the 7%, it affects the way the bond covenants was written, that affects the way that your bond rating is skewed. So our bond rating is preferential because of that, but I would like to study more of that detail myself. I don't want to come in here and be the guy that knows everything 7 weeks on the job.
No, but I want people to understand why the total amount of money, the total percentage is not being transferred, and you're saying it's because of a bond covenant that's based on getting Bryan a better interest rate on their bonds and therefore save citizenry money on that side.
That's true, and I wasn't around when that bond covenant was written, so I can't speak to the the thought process that had that written in there. I can only speak to May 12, 2010 and beyond, but I think I would like to explore why it was written that way and whether or not it needs to be written that way in the future. I wouldn't want to hurt our bond rating, but I am interested to find out more about that, why it's 4.5%, not 7%.
I'll preface by saying this is prime final question. I'll preface this by saying that I presume this would be more BTU's question to answer than yours, but the reaction that I've heard from BTU is, oh, we can't make this information public or public to the city manager, because we may end up needing a rate increase anywhere from 5 to 20% is what I'm hearing. How do those two have anything to do with one another?
Could you repeat that? I'm not sure I understood that.
Idea is, the question, as I understood it, was when they were asked, would you bring this information to the city manager? BTU's position was, this is information is confidential that we can't really let out. We may need to have a rate increase of anywhere from 5 to 20% in the future. I don't see those two things as having anything to do with one another.
Yeah, I don't know that that was communicated correctly. The rate increase, you know, right now, people talk about BTU and a pile of money sitting at BTU. BTU has a group of very talented people that sit and buy and trade power all day long, and BTU makes power. Well, how do they make power? There's a couple of different generation plants here that they utilize to do that. Ultimately, you've got turbines that have to turn, that generate, that make generators turn, that make electricity. And how do they turn? By burning fuel. That fuel is bought and sold and traded in futures type situation with a very talented group of people at BTU in a little room in Bryan that no one knows about. But they do a very good job at it, and that's one of the reasons our rates are so good. Right now, take, for example, the Gulf spill. We've got a big spill of oil in the Gulf. We've got a executive branch stopping all oil drilling in the Gulf. What's that going to do to oil prices? That's going to increase them a great deal. And now there's one of the things that you burn to make electricity that's now going to be more expensive. So what is that going to do to your rates? It's going to increase them. You've got a town that's growing. You've got infrastructure that's aging. And one of the power plants is pretty old. It's been a long time. And BTU is looking at operating in a more expensive environment. Now, I think bringing those numbers forward and showing them in the format that the city manager wants is going to show a lot of people, oh, those guys at BTU do know what they're doing. And when they find out that it's an expensive environment to operate, they might understand the rate hike. But I'd put my money on BTU not making that rate hike very high, if there is one at all, because they come through time and time again with the third lowest municipal rate of anyone around. It does what they do.
Yeah, no, it's outstanding. There's no doubt. And I guess so folks understand, they're trading energy every 15 minutes. The price can change. It's a pretty volatile situation. Well, I always ask elected officials what's on their radar screen, what's on your mind, anything that you'd like to bring out to the electorate so they'd know about?
Well, we're going to see two of our accomplished officers in the city of Bryan promoted to sergeant. That's going to be, was that 2:30, Craig? 2 o'clock. Nope, it was 2 o'clock today at the Justice Center. That's exciting to see. And I would always direct voters to check out bryantx.gov. We have, I think, one of the most underutilized websites, and it's so complete with all the information of upcoming events. I, as a council member, look at that as well as the calendar city staff gives me to just kind of put things into my calendar and know what's going on. So I would direct people to look at that website, bryantx.gov, and see what our staff's put together for them.
Sounds good. Thank you, man. Appreciate the time.
Thank you, Scott.
You bet. Chuck Condrilla here this morning visiting with folks from the city of Bryan, brought to you by Brazos Valley Carpet Outlet and Aggieland Lighting Center.